U.S. Poet Laureate Tracy K. Smith, and this is The Slowdown. There's the heritage we are taught to claim, rooted in geography or blood, and those we choose, based perhaps on taste or affinity. Between them are our hidden heritages, the ones that link us in ways equally real, but not always in the forefront of the mind. I descend from the triumph and the struggle of Black life in America. And I descend from the music, imagination, and conscience of Emily Dickinson. And I descend from the different experiences I've had, like the time I spent years ago with two young Maya women I met near Lake Atitlan in Guatemala. We ate together and talked along the surface of things. They took me to their village, where vegetables were planted in stair-step rows on the side of a hill. I was only a guest in their world, a tourist, but the love I felt during our time together felt old, like it had always been there. Today's poem is The Singing School by former Los Angeles Poet Laureate Eloise Klein Healy. In it, Healy claims a lineage of women, women of strength and persistence and beauty, that extends all the way back to the ancient Greek poet Sappho. The Singing School by Eloise Klein Healy. I saw one narrow as a blade in a man's black suit. I saw one drop her pages on the floor and walk away from the microphone like a bullfighter turning his back on a bull. I saw one with generous breasts and a floral print dress shift from one foot to the other while her body blushed all over. I saw one in pain enough for 10 strong women, but she didn't say a word about that pain. She went deep under the water and came back, and she wasn't alone. I saw one whose breasts were cut off, and she sang anyway, saying, "Nobody cut my throat yet." I saw one who midwifed the language of her tribe and taught everyone to dance to its music. I saw one comb through history, sifting the dust for rings, for broken links of gold, for altarpieces and the altars too, for the shapes of animals and birds in conversation and divinity in the tracks of deer. I saw one in her coffin strewn with roses and lilies, the narrow heaven she made rising around her, perfumed and dense as diamonds. I saw them in their labor, and I saw them laugh, and all of them have passed down Sappho Street in Eresos and stood at the beach where the dark rock stands, where if you look carefully, you can see a lioness about to rise and go. The Slowdown is a production of American Public Media in partnership with the Library of Congress and the Poetry Foundation. To get a poem delivered to you daily, go to slowdownshow.org and sign up for our newsletter. And follow The Slowdown on Instagram and Twitter at @slowdownshow. If you like the show, tell a friend about it. The Slowdown is written by me, Tracy K. Smith. It is produced by Jennifer Lai with Tracy Mumford. Our music is by Alexis Quadrado. Engineering by Corey Schreppel. Production support by Joy Biles.
Happy Poetry Month. Listeners of The Slowdown are invited to celebrate with a discounted subscription to Poetry Magazine. For $20, subscribers receive 10 book-length issues of poetry sent right to their doors, plus unlimited access to the Poetry Magazine app and all of its goodies, back issues, and audio recordings of poems. Subscribe today at poetrymagazine.org/theslowdown to receive this special offer.